will not be pushed, filed, stamped, indexed, briefed, debriefed, or numbered. My life is my own.
Afternoon. It's episode 26 on the 14th of September 2005, and I love to have a little dance to that song every time. We're joined here with Planet, as always.
Hello.
And in the background, you can hear some easy listening classical tunes.
For a minute, I thought you were going to play a couple of tunes from the War of the Worlds album. Oh, go on. It's good shit.
Maybe some... smooth jazz.
Welcome to Jazz Club.
Nice. Yes.
Smooth.
Soft jazz. Yes. Just trying to find the atmosphere for tonight.
Yeah, keep looking.
Thanks, bitch.
I don't want to listen to the fucking jazz. Put me off my game, man.
Yeah. It's true, when I play certain background music, it tends to influence the punctuation of the show, if I can call it that, if I may.
You may. You have permission.
I have permission from the government.
Approved.
I have a stamped, addressed envelope.
What the fuck is that all about?
I've seemed to be coming out with some weird shit. Or is that nothing new?
I don't think it is. You've always been weird as long as I've known you.
Ah, okay.
I mean it in the nicest possible way,
of course. We're going to be having a special guest tonight.
Ooh.
It's going to be somebody that rejoined us in the forums.
Cool.
It's good to see Goris back. I need to have a quick chat to him regarding Friday's 2600 Hacker Voice meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going to be happening is that I will be meeting everyone at Trocadero at 6 o'clock onwards to 7:30. Then we'll be heading off to the Bricklayers Arms pub, which is close, just off, what's that called? Street called? Tottenham High Street. It's just to the left of it, where we will be joining the rest of the 2600 Hacker Voice crew. What I would like to go over some of the things we want to be talking about on 7th of October. The venue has not yet to be decided. I've gone through quite a few venues. I've still got to pick one out, but it looks like it will be a very interesting venue. The planned venue will be called, the pub will be called the Freemasons Arms, and I thought that was a fitting name to have a Hacker Voice convention meeting.
Illuminati!
The secret society do exist.
What happened to the plan to hold the meeting down at Spearmint Rhinos?
sadly that got diverted due to extensive prostitute
financial costs. Yeah.
Yes.
I'll be back to finish this talk in a minute. I'm just going to get a lap dance. 10 minutes, tops.
Tops, yeah. I'll be back, I swear. Fucking hell. Security and all that, that can wait. I'm just going over to the stage. And I'll be back in a few minutes, all right?
I have to get rid of these dollar bills.
Yes. securely plant them in stripper's bra.
Mm-hmm.
As always, you're free to call in. Our number is... +44 121 288 2554.
We should get a jingle for that.
Yes.
And definitely. Just play it. I'll see what I can do.
Cool. Well, good news. You've got a fucking mixer. You dished out some money.
Yeah, dished out a shitload of cash today.
Yeah, joining me in the sound quality sense.
Hopefully, yeah. Because the last microphone I had, well, the first one I had was just one on the headset.
Mm.
And in recording, you're pretty much only as good as your mic.
Sure.
So that's not really the way to go. It works, but it's also a bit shit.
Yeah. I have noticed the past few episodes have sounded top-notch. They've sounded as if we're actually in the same studio.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I mean, I invested a fuckload of money in recording equipment at the start, and it's just been, you know, good from the end. I'm very happy in with the mixer I purchased. You know, my iRiver's been good from when I bought it, with all the kind of on-the-fly recordings I've done in the field sort of thing. So, yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
And this time, I am actually recording the episode. I'm not, you know,
like
I did before. Fucking hell. That was ridiculous, man. I had such a good rant there, and it fitted. It would have fitted so well today with the news that we're going to be coming out with Sun. It's making noise over its latest X64 server entry by doing a flyover Dell's HQ yesterday. A few pictures were snapped to capture the event. Sun has continued the offensive by running some interesting ads, as well as designing some that were rejected due to controversial content, like an X64 server on a rug behind a fire. I mean, in front of a fire, very kind of sexy pose.
Can a server do a sexy pose?
Fucking hell yeah. Well, that's I hate the fact that I'm killing myself over it, that I missed recording it, because it would have fitted in so well, because I was making that point about Dell and Sun and how different and how sexy Sun is. Like, you know, if there was a designer, this would be, you know, some like, oh, fabulous, darling, you're looking great, I love those grills, darling, I love the KMV switch, it goes perfect with your ports, darling, oh my god. You know what I mean,
let me rub ice on your on button.
Yes, exactly.
Make it stand up for the photos.
Oh baby, you're overheating.
Yeah. And so on.
You're making the backup device jealous, darling. Yeah. And so on.
Yeah.
We beat Sean Kennedy to news again.
Uh-oh. What on this time?
We beat him on the news that some of our rights may be taken away from us. Due to...
It's just in. The government want to take your rights away.
Yeah, news just in. The government want to trade your rights for more protection. When they come knocking on the door to take my rights away, I'm going to be fighting them. Do not let your rights go. You know, this is just the beginning. The next step is you. So, you know, do not let them do that.
Got to make a stand against these kind
you
of gotta things,
fight
otherwise
them.
You've
got to
it.
Fucking fight them, yeah. And Fetish Club set up on Home Secretary Sturf, a concerned register reader from Norwich, has got in touch with some disturbing news from the constituency. Thank you.
I have
trouble reading, honestly.
I'm dyslexic. Words like that. No,
I am dyslexic, as you know, if you want to call it a technical term. So, if I ever stumble upon a word, then forgive me. Of liberty-eating Home Secretary Charles Clark. Despite Clark's best effort, Fetish Club is shortly to be opened in the East Anglia town. The Temple Fetish Club offers citizens of Norwich and beyond the chance to trodden on, sat upon, and or given a general beating by a variety of lovely hostesses. Now, I mean, that to me sounds fucking cool. I'm sure you've seen the pictures.
Yes.
Have you? Finally.
No. I've not.
Bloody hell, man. Anyway.
Are there actually pictures?
Yeah.
All right. Blimey. Maybe they're not being sent to me because I know I've never shut up there.
Yeah. I mean, I sent it to Scobie and then Scobie sent it to Onyx. I don't know what happened from then on.
I'll have to ask Ionix because he hooked me up with a load of stuff last night, actually. Shout out to Ionix, thanks for the porn.
Yes.
I mean, technical briefing documents.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
PowerPoint presentation, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. RFC documents, of course.
FAQs, you know, the kind of thing like that. Yes.
The managed hosting was written about hosting business. Oh, fuck, sorry, that's advertising. The local garage fucking hell. Shit. Click here for more news. The local council granted planning permission despite objections from Clark, the local MP, and 31 other people. Fucking hell, they're probably like 80-year-old grannies.
Yeah.
The club, due to open soon, has a temple room and a crush room and a smoothing room. That having a lady sit on your face for those not up to speed with normal sexual moves. The temple scene website claims are probably correct to be the only temple fetish club in 100 miles radius of Norwich. Now, for anyone going to Norwich 2600, go check this place out, email me back. I want to know what it's like.
Get some pictures and stuff.
Definitely. The final part of the club is the dungeon, which sounds more like somewhere Charles Clark would like to send terrorist suspects for interrogation. That fun night out. Fucking sounds good to me, mate. The website promises not for the faint-hearted, so probably some electrocution as well in there. Fucking hell. Shit, I went, like, me and Sapphire went to this sex shop.
Yeah.
And there were, like, these, like, electrode clamps. And she was like, ooh, those are interesting. I'm like, fuck off, you're not getting that on my genitals, man.
Something, wiring you up to the mains.
I thought this is something like fucking Saddam Hussein would be doing to get information out of you instead of giving you sexual pleasure.
Yeah, didn't they do that in Lethal Weapon or something?
Yeah, I mean, could you imagine if, like, the person you're interrogating likes this kind of kinky shit, you know?
It's going to stay for a while.
Fuck yeah.
I'll never tell you anything. Ooh. Oh, baby, that's good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, can you just... Oh, turn it up a little bit. Oh, yeah, that's good. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, just spank me. Yeah, beat me. Oh, yeah. Just slap me. Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, I'm a spy, honest. Oh.
I'm hiding information from you, yeah. You're gonna have to do harder, babe. You're gonna have to try harder. They'll be so fucked. Membership starts from £125 a year. Midweek entry. Roy Stinkfu, the owner of the club, said that we'll be opening on the 26th. With a bit of luck, the boys are still working hard to get it ready. He said around 150 people have already applied for membership. Many thanks to registrar reading John Douglas Rupert tipped us off that he said that all the current fucking hell.
What the hell was that?
Who knows, man. Mr. Clark said the idea is reducing our freedoms to stop terrorism. Well, what the fuck has a fetish club got to do with terrorism? I sent the local employee recently, a businessman has asked to set up a fetish temple club on the street opposite where I live, Prince of Wales Road, Norwich. So that's where it is for you guys in 2600. Many residents objected, and even Mr. Clark apparently made his objections most clear. However, the local council ignored him, and the club is still to go ahead. If Mr. Clark can't stop a few middle-aged pervs, then what is the chance of he can do against terrorism? Very true.
Right.
Yeah. What is the chance? Nah, no chance at all, mate. You're fucked.
I might nip down there for a bit of research.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep, I certainly do.
It's pretend to be a reporter, say, yeah, I'm just hanging out here, you know, in case Charles Clark shows up. Yeah, that's all. Can I have a spanking, by the way?
Yes. So, what are your services again?
Can I browse through your brochures?
Yeah. So, I think it's time to call Ionix. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. It's time to call Ionix. Do-do.
Carry on, us dancing.
Yeah. And you will hear in the background I am playing some hardcore heavy metal.
Thank fuck for that.
Cradle of Filth. Glided Cunt.
Glided Cunt?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes.
I mean, nice idea. Nice name for a song. I didn't mean I like Glided Cunt.
Yeah, it is a fucking cunt. God.
Hello, you've reached the temporary voicemail.
Oh, I haven't reached the temporary voicemail of beep! So, any news?
I saw a lot of news today, but not really very much took my interest.
Right.
So, there's one thing here from Reuters.co.uk. Mm-hmm.
And that is?
That news. it basically lists all the things we talked about the crisis, eBay paid for Skype.
Yeah.
Hello! Ionix!
Ionix.
How are you?
Ionix.
Ionix, how's it going, mate?
It's going alright.
Cool. Have you recovered from yesterday?
Yeah, pretty much.
Cool.
With the exception of the distinct lack of sleep.
Yeah, I know what it feels like, man.
But what are you gonna do?
Not much.
What can you do? Fuck all.
Poke someone.
Poke someone?
Go to bed a little earlier tonight? I don't know.
I like that picture as a fucking Dell IBM ThinkPad 600X, actually. That's my laptop.
What's that?
My preferred hacking laptop. Oh, nothing. Excellent. It's just about the wireless thing. That's my laptop. The IBM ThinkPad 600X is probably the best hacking laptop. It's just like, you know, discreet, black, toned down, runs, you know, it does what you want it to do. It's not particularly fast. You don't want to be running a fat GUI on it, but it will do the job nicely. Yeah.
I've got a decent one from a few years back, which is a Fujitsu Lifebook. Mm. Tiny, tiny little thing. Pretty slow, but run an operating system on it from a few years back when it was new, and you'll be fine.
Cool.
You know.
Well, I'm glad that my hacksawing skills have been... How can I say it? Fuck, I've forgotten the word completely. Have been... people have
our survey says
come on, Ionix,
is
you're,
this
you're
some new language you're speaking or
Ionix, you're good at English.
It's what, called gibberish.
Have something people have made them do something because they've seen somebody else do it. Come on.
Inspired,
yes.
Inspiring?
Yes.
My hacksawing skills have inspired somebody else to buy a laptop and try out some Wi-Fi scanning, so that's pretty good. If I have made somebody buy a laptop, that's pretty fucking elite.
Yeah.
They've just gone out.
I hope you got a kickback.
Yeah. So, you know... Sorry?
I said that's most excellent.
Yes. It's
well
most,
done.
Most excellent.
Dude!
Far out! Yeah.
definitely neat. I just got a, well, I got a laptop. I was going to say a new laptop, but that's quite untrue.
Right.
It's my little Pentium 1,
mm.
which actually blows my 386 IBM right. ThinkPad out of the water.
Sure.
However, still crawling along as far as the modern processors go.
Sure. Well, I mean, it's, I think my one's a Pentium 3 600 or 800 megahertz, one 512 meg RAM and about 80 gig hard disk in there. Which isn't
That'll
too bad.
Do it.
Which isn't too bad at all.
Hell, half of your laptop specs top my desktop.
Right, that's not too bad for a fucking like 3 year old laptop. That cost me £180, which isn't too bad. Probably about around the price of the recording equipment that Planet bought
this afternoon.
Yeah, and I think my one tops that up to about £230. The mixer was £180.
Mm.
Microphone stand, okay. Cables, everything.
Yeah.
So let me just call the other co-host, the surprise
okay.
guest co-host. I'll have to hold you for a second there. Literally, oh, no, never mind. Dirty mind.
Hold me.
Hold me, baby. Hold me close. Hopefully, it should ring soon.
Hello.
Hello, Sapphire.
Hello, Val.
How's it going?
It's good, you?
Yeah, not bad.
Cool.
You're live on Hacker Voice Radio!
Hello, Planet.
How's it going, all right?
Hello.
Yeah.
Boys, there's something amiss.
Sorry?
There's something amiss. I distinctly hear the tone of a woman on the show.
Hello, Amix!
Hello, ya Brit.
So you got home okay?
So,
yeah, go on.
We've dropped the no girls allowed rule, I think.
When who posted that rule? I didn't post the rule.
The clubhouse will never be the same.
I distinctly remember someone writing up on the forum. There is no. Thingy in the Geek's Dictionary for Girl. Explanation.
That's Scobie, yeah.
Yeah,
he,
yeah.
He tried to look up the help file or something
for
girls.
Yeah.
It said zero results found or something like that.
Yeah, there's no fucking manual for women, I'll tell you that.
Wish there was.
Sure there is.
Yeah, poke here
Rule
for 20
one.
Seconds. Repeat until...
until told not
Rule
to.
Rule number one, if you ain't happy, you ain't happy.
Approach
Rule
with caution.
Two, she's always right.
This way up.
Yeah. No entry on certain ports.
I learned that the hard way.
Yeah.
They should make a troubleshooting guide.
Mm. Well,
you lot should come up with one.
Well, you know,
your woman will not speak to you. Go over the logs of what you've said in the past couple of hours.
The IRC logs. First problem.
And look for any discrepancies, making sure to filter out any offensive comments.
Yeah. First problem, you're using IRC. Second problem, you're on your computer.
Third, go into the BIOS options. And make sure that speech is enabled.
Yeah.
See, the problem with that is, in order to properly troubleshoot, yeah, most of the things that you're looking at are problems with yourself.
Yes.
It's an end user fuck up.
Yeah.
And instead of 99.9% of the time it being the user's fault, it's straight 100%.
Mm. So, well, I mean, we can get some inside knowledge here, seeing as we do have a female on the show, last time I checked.
Yes,
what,
I am all female.
So, have you been up to any hacking lately?
A bit. You know, this and that. Mm. A little side project of mine is I've been looking for backdoors into cable company.
I've been looking for backdoors all my life. So, Sapphire, have you been looking for any backdoors?
No, not really. I've been a bit busy.
Right, I think you found some on that weekend.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh dear. I'm not too sure. I want to see the pictures now.
Yeah. Yeah, they're still going on about that fucking picture.
Oh for God! I said that stuff wasn't mine.
No, you just found it.
Fuzzy cuffs.
Yeah, that had to be ankle cuffs and handcuffs.
Yeah, I couldn't fucking move.
Why? Because you can't have the legs flopping about.
No. Literally, I could walk about a foot a second, a foot a minute.
Yeah.
If I did a sidestep, maybe a little bit faster.
Well, it must have taken a long time to get ice.
Yeah.
I would love to have sent him out in them cuffs and that to go and get ice.
No.
See, now that I would have liked to have seen a picture of.
What, me naked handcuffed?
While his boxer cuffed and... No, we'll keep the boxers on.
Okay. Fair enough.
Or send him to the front desk.
Ding! Rattle,
sure
rattle,
he's in.
Rattle, rattle.
Make sure he's got the ball gag in.
Oh, I was going to buy one of those.
Stir, would you like me to call the police?
That would be quite funny.
The leather gimp mask is optional.
I was going to buy him one of those.
You gotta go for the mask.
Wake the gimp. I'm trying to fucking breathe here, man. It's not pleasurable. I'm actually fearing.
I think we just made it worse by kicking around ideas.
Wearing when you have a cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be the whole pleasure pain aspect.
Yeah, there's fucking more pain than pleasure here, man. On the receiving end, anyway. So!
You're listening to Fetish Voice Radio.
Yeah.
Tonight's topic, fuzzy cuffs and ball gags. A 1,001 ways to lightly hack your cuffs.
Yeah. I mean, they're pretty easy to get out of. It's not really an issue. But you did fucking clamp them on really hard. Yeah, like, as if it's, like, funny that my legs were falling off.
Yeah, I sort of stopped the circulation to your feet.
Thanks.
Well, I'm sure the blood was needed elsewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Around my legs to make me run faster. Yeah.
I just can't understand why you're constantly trying to run away.
No, I was behind him with a whip.
Yeah. Oh, that's why he was trying to run away.
Yes. In a zigzag pattern.
That way, about halfway through, he's like, "Wait a minute, what made me think that this is going to be good?"
Yeah. It suddenly dawned on
like,
me that...
How did she convince me to be bound and then beaten?
I mean, this shit is like Terror Torture Man.
I guess I'm just not that hardcore.
And, shall we go back to the news?
Yeah, let's see.
Do you have any news there, Ionix, from the USA?
Well, gas prices are falling. That's a good sign.
Oh, that's good.
Mm. Aside from that, not really much. We got a new Supreme Court justice who it's looking like he's going to be in, and they're trying to find a new chief justice right now for our Supreme Court. George W. got having the opportunity to appoint two Supreme Court justices,
right,
which hasn't happened in a really long time.
Mm.
And he's probably going to, you know, pack the court with hardcore conservatives.
Oh, yes. Like he did last time.
Which is a lot of fun because, you know, you got to basically wait for them to die or retire before they can be replaced.
Sure. Preferably the die option.
Yeah, they don't seem to like to retire.
No. A freak fucking car brake didn't work accident. Not giving anyone any ideas, of course.
One of those freakish 20-ton whales landed on top of your vehicle while you were driving.
One of those freakish piano falling out of a 20-story building.
Death by monitor.
Yeah. God.
But when you pull it up on the news, you got to make sure they use the womp 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 after the splat.
Yeah.
And maybe the...
And then just like a plume of smoke. And a hole where it used to be. Oh, God. Can you hear us all right there, Sapphire?
You're breaking up a bit. Bilal, you're breaking up a bit.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting a bit of break up here as well.
I want to stay mysterious.
You're no stranger to me.
Yeah.
Not putting it mildly. So what's been going on in the UK? I hear they're trying to put RFID tags on you guys like cattle.
Yep, there's RFID tags on buses now. RFID tags on newborn children and their prams. RFID tags on dogs. Pretty much
that's
everything.
Yeah. Is that going to go through?
I don't know. I just made that up.
No, I mean like on the British IDs. Do you think they're actually going to pass it?
Oh yeah, I'm fucking sure of that. I'll be surprised if they don't pass it.
Wow, it's not bad enough they can track us at all times through our cell phones. Now we gotta.
Mm.
And is it going to be a voluntary thing, or are they going to make it mandatory?
I think
that you
it's
have going to
be.
Your ID
it sounds phone. Like a mandatory thing right there. Yeah.
See, in the US, I'm pretty sure that's unconstitutional.
Yeah, but we don't. We don't have that right. So, you know, it's like all basically it's all done by two houses. It's passed from the House of Commons, House of Lords. House of Lords and the House
Actually,
of Lords.
Actually, I love watching the House of Commons on what is it, C-SPAN.
Yeah.
It just makes Tony Blair look so damn good.
Mm.
It's quite clever. I find it amazing that like they just shoot all of these things at him. And he's just got all these notebooks in front of him. And
he
actually knows what he's talking about.
Sure.
If we had that kind of system here, I mean, it would be kind of funny, I suppose, but I can't see George W. fielding, you know.
No, it's so rehearsed over there in America.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all scripted.
Well, I mean, half the time when they're talking, it doesn't even matter. They're just talking to take up time.
Yeah.
In the hopes that another session can go out so they don't have to actually vote on something that they don't think. Either they can pass, or that they don't have to vote on something that will pass that they don't want it to. That makes for a very efficient system that can change rapidly.
Mm.
I guess. I don't know. Hell. Is there going to be a way around this? Your RFID tag.
As in legally like, or...
Well, it's mandatory that you carry the... They're going to try and make it mandatory that you carry the card with you.
That's correct.
But, like, suppose you... were to take like a frequency counter and get the frequency that the RFID tag transmits on.
Yeah.
And then captured it and then worked out a way to, like, say you use binary sequencing to use a transmitter to transmit a zero whenever it transmits a one.
Yeah.
Something along those lines, so it just basically makes garbage out of the entire thing.
Well, the thing will be, the way they work is that the chip is embedded with information, and whenever it gets close to a reader, the reader gives the chip enough energy to spit out all the code that it contains.
Yep.
I assume that code will be encrypted, so once it's read, it works on an interesting clock cycle kind of encryption method.
Like a secure ID.
Yeah, once it's received, it will basically verify that the chip is correct, that the card is correct, and then decode the information. Now,
sounds kind of like a wireless smart card.
Yeah. But the way they work currently now is that they're not encrypted. They're actually open. All the binary that's spit out is not encrypted at all. It's just plain text. So,
well, even if it is encrypted, you should be able to come up with some kind of transmission scheme that'll just make garbage out of the data.
Possibly.
Is it going to be illegal to use a low band transmitter?
Yeah,
I mean.
It will be illegal to cover it in aluminium foil.
Really?
Yeah, because it's classed as a modification of a device, illegal modification.
Wrapping it in tin foil.
That's correct.
What if you're like one of those people that wraps yourself in tin foil?
Then, buddy, you won't be on the street.
And on the other, the other thing is like, why are they even bothering with the cards? Why don't they just straight implant them in people? I mean, that's what they're going for anyway.
Oh, you know, that's still a few more years off.
Like, what happens if your wallet's stolen? You go to the police and you don't have your ID on you. You get arrested for that?
Well, if your wallet's stolen, then probably your ID's in there as well, and somebody is pretending to be you. But I mean, the funny thing is, the overriding document for that will be your passport. Which is kind of stupid, because the ID is then lesser of a legal document. Do you see what I mean? Because currently, if you want to open up a bank account, you're required to show, proof of residence in the last 3 years and a passport. And now
is it mandatory to have a passport?
It's mandatory for certain things, but it's not mandatory to have a passport. No.
Okay, because I know, like, many, many people in the United States don't have passports simply because they don't travel outside the United States except to Canada.
It's not mandatory, but what they're trying to do is incorporate the passports, your medical records, your driving license, your credit card, your Blockbusters membership, everything onto that card, because it's going to have 3 points of contact. It's going to have chip and pin, it's going to have a RFID, and it's going to have a magnetic strip. And also on the card, you're going to have your picture and an encrypted hologram with some of the details on there, like your retinal scan and that kind of stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
That seems a bit absurd to me.
It's pretty hardcore. But of course it's going to counter terrorism, you know, it's a good thing. Bollocks.
I guess. You know.
Yeah.
Unless, of course, the terrorist has been living in the UK for a few years.
And has legally obtained one of these cards.
Yeah, legally obtains the cards.
Oh,
I mean,
shit,
like,
there's a big loophole here.
Catch them after they blow themselves up?
Yeah, exactly. You know, there's a big loophole here, because somebody could just do it and get a card and go ahead and do this and then just blow themselves up. And how do you protect, against your own people? I think missed that point.
I guess you'd know who blew themselves up.
Yeah. Well, you would,
aside from that.
If they have their ID card on them when they blow themselves up?
And tying your medical records into your identification is horrific.
I know, it's horrible, yeah.
I mean, the medical records are supposed to be one of the most confidential things.
They
the,
are.
The most private things that we have.
Mm.
You know, and to be just, I don't know, putting all that information out there, too.
Mm.
You know, like, how long is it going to be before somebody figures out how to make a fairly, like, the Bluetooth
sniffer,
stuff,
yeah, yeah.
I mean,
it's not going to be long, because the Oyster card's already been hacked, and I've been playing around with that.
Yeah, I mean, doesn't that pose a bigger security threat than not RFID tagging your entire populace?
Exactly. So,
I sometimes wonder if the policymakers who tend to think that these are a good idea have any clue as the the implications of what they're doing?
They don't, because they know they're not going to be fucking carrying these things.
And also, like, the technicians that are suggesting these kind of things, who are these people? And what's wrong
called politicals, because they're going to be fucking making money out of this.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So,
lots of money.
Sapphire,
yeah, because aren't the government asking us to pay for these?
They are,
and if you don't pay for them, you'll get arrested for it.
Yeah, it's going to be costing you around 40 to £50 per card. Not only that, once you've paid for it, it's not actually your property. It doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the government.
Wow.
Yeah.
What if you can't afford one?
Well, then, you're going to prison, my friend. I don't know.
Seems like a good way to jail the poor populace for no apparent reason.
I mean, Planet, do you
have the government already saying that the prisons are overpopulated. That would even overpopulate them more.
Yeah. So, Planet, do you have anything to say about this? I've just seen you've pinged off IRC.
Yeah, I'm just trying to shut everything down because the breakup's getting fucking crazy on this end.
Yeah, I think there's something wrong with my upload speed because I can see the stream bouncing around like nobody's business.
Damn.
But generally, on the subject of ID cards and that whole fucking thing,
yeah.
I have a lot to say.
Yeah.
I don't even know where to begin. This shit drives me nuts.
Well, go ahead. Spit it out, baby.
Oh, I don't know where to start. I spit it out every single night.
Yeah.
And not in a sexual, personal life kind of way.
It's like coming to life before our eyes.
Well, I mean, let's say this law came into place. And, you know, you've got 30 days to apply for this card and send off your debit transaction or your check for £45. Let's say it's going to cost you £45. It's probably going to cost more. And you get one of these.
Is there a place you can pay cash for these?
You might be able to pay in cash. I doubt it. They probably want your bank details as along with that because, you know, it's just much nicer.
Wow, I'd be screwed.
Yeah.
I don't use banks.
No.
I don't have an account anywhere. I have no checking. I have no credit card.
Oh, well, you know, you're going to be on the red list straight away.
Well, why?
Because you're trying to evade the man.
I'm not trying to evade anything. I'm keeping my money because I think that banks are a mafioso-type scam.
Oh, then you'll be classed as a conspiracy theorist and therefore sent to prison.
Wow, you guys are just like losing a bundle of rights in one fell swoop with this shit. And the scary part is I can just see it coming over here.
Oh, well, I thought it's already there, man.
No, not really.
Hmm.
We don't have mandatory identification here in the United States. It's not illegal not to have identification.
Sure.
It makes things rather difficult if you're being interrogated by a police officer.
Yeah.
And it automatically makes you suspicious, being that everybody's supposed to have credit cards and identification and, you know, things like that.
I mean,
I do have a state ID from New York State. It's for identification purposes.
Right.
But aside from that, I really don't have anything else.
Sure. I mean, the problem here in the UK is that when you're stopped by the police, by default, they would immediately arrest you. So, you know, they read you your rights. Anything you do say may be taken against you in the court of law. You know, you are entitled to a legal representative, blah, 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 this and that. So even if you are just suspected of doing something, you are immediately arrested. That means you're under custody of the police. So, therefore, you lose a lot of your rights right there.
Yeah.
Just by doing nothing.
Yeah. See, that's a damn shame.
Because, I mean, if something happened to me, I can just visualize this. They come knock on my door, arrest me there and there, take me to the police station, and then take it further like that. So I'd be arrested.
Yeah, and then they get all the time that they need to look through whatever they want to look through or whatever they want to look for.
Yeah.
You have absolutely no recourse as to what they're investigating, how they're investigating it. You don't even really have a right to know what they're doing until you're, until they actually, take you to court, at which point I'm sure you have a full disclosure law.
Yeah.
Like your defense representatives have.
Yeah, you would be, unless you're being tried under the cyber terrorism laws 2012. Sorry, 2012? Fucking hell. 2001.
They prorated the law.
Yeah.
Wow. What are those laws like over there?
They're pretty hardcore. You're pretty much classed as a national security threat.
Yeah.
Like, happened with Kevin and all that kind of stuff.
Oddly enough, in the United States, it's not a crime to be a potential national security threat.
But it wasn't that guy who was a American citizen arrested and tried without exception. No, he was imprisoned without any, without any trial or anything for forever.
Oh, yeah, Mitnick?
No.
He was held for years before.
No, recently.
Oh, I don't know.
Somebody, I think three or four days ago, was imprisoned indefinitely without a trial because he was George Bush.
Oh, you know what? That fell under the Patriot Act.
Yeah, that's right.
He wasn't labeled as a potential threat to national security because
he was labeled
as a potential terrorist.
Yeah, he was labeled as a combatant by George Bush.
Yeah.
And then, therefore, arrested indefinitely.
See, because as soon as you're an enemy combatant, you are no longer a U.S. citizen.
No.
And beyond which, you don't have an embassy or anything like that from another nation to, stand up for your rights. As soon as they label you as a terrorist or as a combatant, then you're done.
Yeah.
There's no justice. The Constitution flies out the window. And everything goes to hell.
Hmm.
The actual cyber laws here are interesting. Electronic trespassing is a misdemeanor, but the punishment for it is akin to criminal trespassing.
Right.
Like physically trespassing.
Yeah.
So long as you don't damage things or, God forbid, cost anyone any money, then it's not really a strong case of lock you away and throw away the key.
Fine.
On the other hand, as soon as you start playing with something complicated or do something clever,
they're going to be
terrorist flag.
They're
going to
throw the book at you. Oops.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just threw a penny on the floor. Anyway.
Also, it's interesting the way companies come up with the figures for the
cost. $6 billion damage.
Like, because you had access to this system, you could have sold the information to a competitor, thereby depriving us of this or the other thing.
So
or
basically, they're trying to make some money off your ass.
Yeah, pretty much.
Which isn't surprising, because that's basically what fucking companies do.
Yeah, well, I mean, if a company is not making money, then what is it doing?
Mm.
That's really a shame. I'm becoming more and more frightened of raising children in this world.
Yes. Yeah, I have to say that. That's true with me. When you think about what's happening, and do you really want your children to be tagged at birth? No, not really.
Yeah.
And
like livestock.
And every day I see children becoming more and more enslaved. On the bus home today, I saw a girl had this kind of mirror as a toy from McDonald's, and it was one of those fucking brat things. I mean, come on, who invented the brats? It's like you're selling stupidity. You're selling fucking what's her face, Paris Hilton to 13-year-olds. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's just like
my cousin looks up to Paris Hilton, and I just can't believe that. That is
Have you ever seen that South Park episode?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to be a cum-guzzling whore, then sure.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to do that, at least model yourself after somebody who's successful, you know, for her own merits, like
yeah.
Jenna Jameson.
Exactly.
You know, don't take somebody who took millions upon millions of daddy's money,
yeah.
blew it on wild sex parties, and God only knows what else. And, yeah, that woman just really,
I know.
Really, really gets my goat, as it were. I don't understand it. And how anybody could look up to her,
it's ridiculous.
I really don't.
Fucking hell.
Why? Because she has nice things? Because her father is extremely wealthy and successful in what he's done? Because she's an anorexic? I'm not sure.
I think that whole kind of, you know, spoon-feeding these young girls a certain image that they have to be a certain size, they have to wear certain clothes, they have to spend a lot of money. It's ridiculous, and this has been going on for many years.
It's only getting worse, though.
Luckily, I do believe I kind of missed that kind of thing when I was growing up, but I've noticed that every time something new comes out, a new scene, the marketing engine revs up to full gear and tries to kill that scene. You know, I became a skater when I was about, you know, 14, 15, the average kind of thing. And it was like, you know, you basically bought a very cheap deck and you kind of had your own clothes that you kind of messed up because, you know, you invented your own scene. Very, very soon, the marketing engine revved up and it was like, you know, buy these shoes, buy this hoodie, buy these, you know, buy this deck and buy these wheels because these wheels are cool and everybody has these wheels. And then it was like, you know, very soon it was being pumped full of, you know, you had your metal scene and you were the outcasts. And that was cool because you were outclassed in your class and nobody wanted to speak to you because you listened to, you know, people in gimp masks, basically. And very soon that turned, you know, the full engine and then you had fucking Busted and fucking... I don't even know what the rest of them are called, and it just ruined the whole thing. And every time there's something new, I'm just waiting for the hacking scene to become like this. You know, it's already Think Geek, a kind of
commercialized, become like commercialized.
Yeah, I mean, let's say what we're doing now.
It has to an extent.
Well, yeah, Think Geek
and things
like that.
Sure, like that.
But that's because people want it, and people are actively like, hey, this is cool. I'm wearing a binary t-shirt, you know, that's kind of unique. But when you go into a shop, you don't see a binary t-shirt there. You don't see Hacker or 1337. But very soon, it won't happen for maybe, I don't know, fuck knows if it will happen at all. But I'm just saying, you take...
As soon as the market is proven,
exactly.
It'll happen.
Yeah, if they've got enough, you know, market share, enough consumers, they're going to hit it.
Go ahead.
If they see a gap in the market, they're actually going to penetrate it and actually get money for it. So anywhere where they'll see a gap in the market, they'll go for it for the money.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And to a certain extent, I would say that it's well on its way. I mean, you don't go out to the mall, you know, and see sort of things like that in shops. But, you know, if you hop onto some of your more common IRC, like 2600's IRC channel, or something along those lines, you see a ton of kids who are young and desperately want to be hackers without A, understanding what a hacker is, B, understanding that you don't just wake up one day and, like, put on some gothic makeup.
Yeah.
And, you know, you get up, you put on some gothic makeup, you're a goth.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
You can't just wake up one day and be a hacker.
Yeah.
It's a lot more complicated than that. Yeah. Or... you know, you can go online, wake up one day, be like, I want to be a hacker, go get some cool hacker t-shirts, and then go to Hasta La Vista and buy their DVD.
Yeah.
You know, figure out...
Don't get me started on Hasta La Vista.
I think they're amazing.
Oh,
I actually really like them.
Yeah.
Not because I'd actually use any of their products.
Don't tell me you've signed
amazing...
up to their premium news fucking shit.
Yeah.
And you could just research that shit yourself, man. God.
Google.
It just gets, it enrages me so much. It, like, they're trying to sell you.
It's great.
They're trying to sell you knowledge.
The best part about it is by the time their CD comes out,
yeah,
The DVD comes out, it's already outdated.
Exactly. All the stuff is just old, man. Most of the stuff on there is, you know, once it's a week old, it's gone. That's it.
Yeah. Just look at something like PacketStormSecurity.com and see how rapidly it changes.
Mm.
All right, I'm going to have to call you back because my cordless is about to die.
Can I actually call you because you?
Sure. Oh, that's the voice quality.
Yeah, it craps out everything else.
All right, I'll be right back. Call me in 15 seconds.
I will do.
All right.
Bye. Cool. So what? Any thoughts from UK here? If you're
still that hacker commercialization.
Well, in a way, yeah.
Yeah. Basically, it's been said if there's money in it, it's going to happen. Mm. You will see. There's no place like 127001 t-shirts local fucking Gap and shit like that.
I honestly can't see that happening. I think it's going to be localized. I mean, like us, we're starting up our own swag shop. You know. We're going to be selling Hacker Voice stuff and other themed t-shirts, goodies, and all that kind of stuff. Why? Because we need to sustain this project and keep it going.
Yeah, we're not doing it because the market figures say this is a growth boom industry and this is what the kids want. And we have to therefore ram it down their throats and shit like that. You know, we're putting up a few t-shirts if people who like that kind of stuff want to wear it, you know.
Because,
but I think we are going to get this kind of thing, just if the numbers are there.
Basically. I mean, you saw it happen with the skater scene. You saw it happen with the metal scene. You saw it happen with the goth scene, you know?
Yeah.
Sex sells. So, it's just gonna... I mean, you know when we went to that sex shop, Sapphire?
Yeah.
I said, wow, this is a fucking clever business idea. Because they've basically commercialized everything you can do in the bedroom, okay?
Yes.
Every single thing you could ever think of, you can buy. And more. It's just mad. And I'm getting very jealous there because I can hear a bottle being opened.
There's a can, but hey.
Ah, it's a can. Damn you. You suck sores. I need some alcohol sores.
There's a lot of breakup tonight.
Yo.
That's why I'm not saying much, because I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Because I just missed, like, the previous 10 minutes or something.
I don't know.
Planet, what do you think? What? I don't know. What are you talking about?
Sure. Let me just redial my girlfriend. Ah, fuck's sake. I hate Skype so much.
Belongs to eBay now.
Yeah.
It's eBay's bitch.
Hello?
Hi, we got you back.
Yeah,
just trying to
phone just crapped out.
Yeah, just trying to get everybody back. Just give me a second, I'm going to put you on hold. Ah, bloody hell.
Hello.
Hey, buddy.
How's it going?
Yeah, not bad. Got the conference back in action, so it's all good.
Right, everyone back then.
Yeah.
Right, cool.
Yeah, I apologize for this. I don't know what's happening. I think my connection is halved. So I'm not getting my full speed as usual. So there's nothing I can do at the moment about that. And we've just reached an hour of the show. So I might be thinking about some closing thoughts.
Closing thoughts, eh?
A joined exhale.
Well, let's see. In a world where people are tagged like cattle, And a 14-year-old thinks that they're a hacker because they have a T-shirt and a DVD, I'd say things are pretty much going to hell.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. And what can we do about it? But do a nightly show, Monday to Friday, talking about all the frustrations in this world.
Yeah.
And that's your final thought.
Yes. Belial's final thought.
Of course, we're only doing it because hacking's fashionable now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're only
it's
trying to be cool.
It's not something we've believed in for years or anything like that. No.
I just thought I'd jump on the bandwagon and you know.
I'm just doing it for the chicks.
Now, I'm truly surprised that actually that Ionix has joined us because, you know, I didn't know this guy before. I spoke to him a few times on, you know, through PM and stuff. And do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of refreshing to know that somebody believes in your own cause, even though you are from the States. And,
yeah, well.
And you are,
how long can you really hold that against me?
No, I'm not. That's Planet. That's Planet.
All right. Well, Planet has been appeased with Our Lady Evangelina.
Yeah.
I'm going to go watch that again in a minute.
Of course. It should be an hourly thing. It should just pop up on the screen.
Oh man, I missed that out. I went to sleep. It's too late. I was looking at the logs. You got
to
send me that shit, man.
I'll send you a copy.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. I'll hit you up on IRC with the
Sapphire.
IP.
Cool.
Will let me.
Will you let me, Sapphire?
Yeah.
Is she an Antonio Banderas fan?
Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt. Well, I'll work on getting you some Brad Pitt, but this little scene that we were mentioning before is Angelina Jolie and Antonio Banderas, and it's very steamy, we'll just say.
Okay.
How steamy?
Quite nice.
Cool. I'm just trying to finish off with a tune here. I'm not sure what to pick out.
What do we got? What are our options tonight?
I would like to play Illuminati again.
Yeah, I
like
that.
By Fatboy Slim. But I can't find it.
Two nights in a row.
Nah, not good.
Fatboy Slim actually used to be a band called the Mighty Dubcats that I had for some reason just picked up like a single of theirs back in 1995.
Yeah.
Because I had like a gift certificate and I liked the little artwork that was on the tape cover.
Sure.
And it didn't hit me until like 5 years later that they were the same, one and the same. I was like, holy crap.
What about some Insane Clown Posse?
What song?
Halls of Illusion.
Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you like the Myonix?
Fuck it.
I'm not a big fan.
I used to like them. I used to stone out to a few of their songs and just it was kind of cool. It was like a theatrical.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like theatrical hip hop. Never heard before. Mm. Pretty cool. Okay, so it's a good night from Belial.
And good night from Ionix.
Good night from Sapphire.
Talked over each other.
Yeah.
But good night from me too.
Cool, thanks for listening to episode 20, what is it?
6.
26.
6. Wow.
Cool.
Bloody hell.
Yeah.
Wow.
Take care of yourself, kids.
Yeah. Don't take drugs. Unless
I
sold them
to
you.
Or if you do, take them all.
Yeah. At the same time. You'll never regret it.
And go take a walk in the park.
Yeah. Don't get lost. Drop some breadcrumbs.
Goodbye. Bye.
Down the hallway.